News Talk 1620 WTAW update on what's happening in the Bryan schools with Sandy Ferris. And one of the things that I'm sure strikes your heart in a very positive way, you mentioned about the statewide recognition dealing with the Bryan High Journalism Program. If I recall, I recall you being in that position at one time.
I was 20 years in that classroom, and that's not why they got chosen, but this is a really exciting honor for us. Texas School Business is a magazine that goes to school districts across the state, superintendents, administrators. Has a circulation of about 8,000 to 10,000, but it reaches about 25,000 to 30,000 people, actually. Every year, they publish a special issue called Bragging Rights, and they highlight just 12 programs or initiatives in public schools across the state. So when you think about the fact that we got one of our programs highlighted, one out of 12 over the thousands of districts and thousands of schools, this is a pretty big deal. And I had originally nominated 7 different programs in Bryan ISD, so I'm thrilled that they chose this program. The Bryan High Journalism Program, when I left it now 10 years ago, was we were still primarily print-based, just starting to get into online efforts. The teacher who is there now, Rebecca Dominey, has taken that program light years ahead and really brought them into the 21st century. So we were able to just tell the committee a little bit about the program, and so a team of professionals reviewed everything and chose them. So this magazine will be out next week, and we will have copies of it online. The publication will be online too, so people can read the story for themselves and say thank you to those students and teacher.
Well, especially for the students, this is something they can put on a college admissions form and maybe even a resume down the road.
Absolutely. I mean, they're doing things, a lot of them I can't even describe. I have to say I'm glad that I'm in the position I am now, because now I can look and see how far they've come from when I left the program. They've created an app for the Bryan High School newspaper, for example. Their newspaper operates exactly like a real newspaper. I mean, it is a real newspaper. Everything is online. They can update stories any time of the day, in the evening. So the content is always fresh. They still do a print edition, but in a very limited way, not quite as often as we used to when I was there.
Let me put you on the spot then. If I want to go online and see it, what's the website?
Well, when I get the copy, because I don't even have the copy of it yet, I'm expecting it any day now. It will be on the Texas School Business website starting Monday. But I'll get an advance copy hopefully by tomorrow, and it'll be on the front page of the Bryan ISD website.
And we'll how about getting to the Bryan High newspaper online?
Oh, yeah.
How do I get there?
If you will go to the Bryan High School website, which is just a couple of clicks off of the main website, go to Bryan High School, and you'll see departments. Click there. You're actually going to immediately go to the Norseman website. They kind of function as another school site. It's kind of hard to explain in a short amount of time, but I'll put a link on our main website so it's easy to find.
Very good. Let's move on to Bryan ISD Hall of Honor nominations.
The Hall of Honor nominations are open right now. This will be our third class of inductees. We are now in the nomination period, and we are taking nominations through January 25th. The website actually says the 18th, but we're extending that a week. And this is the joint partnership between Bryan ISD, the city, and the Education Foundation. And we recognize generally 8 or 9, the number is usually between 8 and 10 people every year in a variety of fields. And we've recognized now, I believe we've got 16 people that we have inducted into the Hall of Honor. And the event is August 17th, 2013. It is at Miramont Country Club this year, and Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples is going to be the speaker. Last year, we sold out, so if you are interested in attending that, you can go online and find out more about it and nominate someone.
Well, and going back to the website, if you need some ideas about the qualifications and the backgrounds of those who are already there, go online and take a look and see if you know somebody who would compliment those who are already there.
Right. We've got a short bio on each person who has already been inducted, so that can help people think of someone.
Well, we're visiting on the week after Thanksgiving, but before you know it, we're going to be out for the holidays.
That's right, and I didn't even bring a list of activities because it was too long. Everything from choir concerts to band concerts to our Kickstart programs. In fact, right now, the Jane Long Kickstart program is having a belt ceremony tonight. Davila has one in a couple of weeks. If you need an activity to attend, we've got it. So again, go online, look at our calendar. We will be out in force at the Food for Families Food Drive next Wednesday morning. So that's an annual event for us. Bryan ISD has a huge presence at the food drive. So tune in and watch to see what kind of dancing cans or, you know, teachers in pajamas who are singing songs that we have this year. So it's always a lot of fun.
And then wrapping up briefly with the police incident from yesterday near Sam Houston School, and what was the school's involvement, if any, in that situation?
Well, that happened so quickly. We fortunately had a parent or someone driving through the neighborhood who observed that individual. I think by that time the police had already been made aware of it and were on their way. So when we were informed in the front office, immediately the few students that were outside on the playground were brought inside. And the building was secured, so no danger at all to our students. Happy that the police responded as quickly as they did and that nothing bad happened.
Another case of protocol being followed as it should be.
Absolutely.
Very good. Again, we've pointed out a couple of times the Bryan ISD website. Remember the Facebook page. Remember Tommy Wallace's Twitter account.
Right. And he just filmed his latest video blog today. He met with some second graders at Ross Elementary, so you can find a picture of him with those students on his Twitter feed.